And this is the Coast Radio News Podcast for news and sports for today, Thursday, July 23rd. Oregon expands virus mask order for children and lowers venue size. For Coast Radio News, I'm Calista Cates. Businesses and community gatherings across Oregon will face tighter restrictions starting Friday as state leaders and public health officials attempt to regain control over the spread of coronavirus. Indoor venues such as gyms, movie theaters, and churches must limit occupancy to 100 people. Oregon Governor Kate Brown announced Wednesday that restaurants and bars will have to close by 10 p.m. instead of midnight in counties that are in phase two of reopening. Carl Engel, owner of Jerry's Place, says he doesn't expect the changes to affect his establishment.
A challenge that we're having is the masking has made huge changes, and the fact that the tourist community and the tourists being in town have driven our local customer base, you know, back into their homes.
To combat the results of COVID-19 and tourism on Jerry's Place, Engel has instituted phone-ahead curbside service for his customers. Now, Oregon Governor Kate Brown says she's considering limiting tourism from other states into Oregon, particularly for people coming from coronavirus hotspots elsewhere in the nation. Officials in her administration are talking with leaders in neighboring states about options, including mandatory quarantine for people coming here from hotspots. And children ages 5 and up must wear masks indoors and out of doors when social distancing is not possible. The new rules go into effect on Friday. The Florence Dutch Bros closed for deep cleaning after two employees tested positive for coronavirus. Dutch Bros Corporation sent out a notice Wednesday to advise their clients of the situation. Both employees had worked shifts over the weekend before the return of their test results Tuesday. Shifts were Friday and Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday evening. Both employees are self-isolating for 14 days. The owners of the Florence Dutch Bros did not return a request for comment. The Boys and Girls Club of Western Lane County Executive Director Chuck Trent said that they closed down their teen center for one day for deep cleaning and sanitizing after a staff member was exposed to a person who had tested positive.
What Lane County Health Authority told me is that there's no need to test anybody else at this time. And for the one person that we are sending home to quarantine, there's no need to have them take a test unless they start feeling any symptoms. And then they strongly encouraged for them to come in and take a test.
According to Trent, no one else has had direct contact with the person who tested positive. Lane County Public Health reports 15 COVID-19 cases in the Florence area, while countywide, the case tally has risen to 415 with 46 infectious and two hospitalized. One other business affected was Hukilau, who posted on their Facebook page they have closed for deep cleaning and sanitizing. Oregon Bankers Association is encouraging consumers to empty out their piggy banks to help small businesses facing coin shortages resulting from pandemic-related shutdowns. When retail establishments closed due to COVID-19 restrictions, the rate of coin recirculation slowed significantly, according to Kelly McKee, Vice President of Communications of Banner Bank.
As those businesses reopen, this situation will correct itself naturally. Not a crisis, it's not an emergency, but there certainly is a shortage.
Local agencies have adapted, according to Oregon Pacific Bank manager Lori Gates.
We've managed to keep up with what our merchants need. The coin that people bring in, we bag it up in our coin machine, and then we roll it ourselves. So it's actually the rolled coin shortage that we to get from the Federal Reserve.
If you need to bring your coinage, both banks welcome you. You'll need to make an appointment with Banner Bank. While Gates says if you want to bring in your coinage for green cash at Oregon Pacific Bank, bring it to the bank. No appointment needed. Taking a look into Coast Radio Sports, Siuslaw Athletics have put a suspension on voluntary workouts on school grounds until further notice, according to Siuslaw School Superintendent Andy Grizgowiak. While there has been one student-athlete involved in the voluntary workouts that did test negative after reporting some flu-like symptoms, there is too great a risk to continue with voluntary summer workouts, considering the recent spikes and upswings in confirmed cases here in Florence. The OSAA Executive Board met in a closed work session July 20th through the 22nd to discuss the latest updates on the coronavirus pandemic as it relates to member schools and the upcoming school year. Board said just as schools will not look the same, it's clear that school sports and activities will not either. It's important to remember that any participation can be done safely. The first fall sports contest date with the uncertainty of school reopening plans has been delayed by the OSAA for cross-country soccer soccer and volleyball until September 23rd. The board will meet again. This has been the Coast Radio News podcast for news and sports for today, Thursday, July 23rd.